Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Senate is expected to vote on new immigration enforcement rules that would require ICE agents have a judicial warrant before entering public spaces. Julia Martinez is a healthcare worker who was surrounded by federal agents one night after work.
Minnesota law may not be able to get ICE out of our streets, but it can make our workplaces safer. We are asking simply for clear policies and trainings so workers know how to respond if ICE shows up.
Meanwhile, in the House, the bill is stalled in committee and has yet to make it to the House floor. Ex-Minnesota State Senator Justin Eichhorn will reportedly plead guilty to attempted enticement of a minor on Thursday in federal court. The Grand Rapids Republican was arrested in March of last year during an underage prostitution sting in Bloomington. A change of plea notice was filed today in U.S. District Court. Eichhorn resigned from the Minnesota Senate following his arrest. His defense attorney claimed Eichhorn was targeted by federal prosecutors because he's a state lawmaker. He remains free on bond until the hearing. The Minnesota Wild host Game 4 of their second-round playoff series tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. Forward Marcus Foligno says Kaprizov was the star of Saturday night's win over the Avs.
You're going to need your stars to step up, and I mean, he's no different than those big dogs on their team. So, I mean, I just think that, you know what, it's great. He's got that leadership quality, but he is our best player, and he's a game-changer for us. So when he plays like this, it's domination.
Colorado leads the best-of-seven series 2-1. And transitioning from military to civilian life can be challenging, especially for veterans facing health or housing barriers. Deed Veterans Employment Director Ray Duha says they offer resources to help get vets employed when they come home.
Whenever we meet with a veteran, we ask them, do you want to start a business? Would you like to go to the trade? Do you want to go back to school? Do you need help with resume? We can provide mock interviews. Anything they need, including wraparound services.
An upcoming career fair on May 20th will give vets the chance to meet with possible employers. In other headlines, the Office of Inspector General bill is heading to the governor's desk to be signed into law. One year after passing the bill the first time, the Minnesota Senate repassed the amended version of the bill. After stumbling through House committees this session, the House passed it last week. DFL Senate lead author Heather Gustafson.
This is not a message bill. We did not pass it to have something to say about a problem. We passed it to have something to solve the problem.
The bipartisan law will create an independent watchdog to prevent fraud and protect Minnesota tax dollars. An Alborn woman has pleaded guilty in a school bus crash near Hibbing. Authorities say 20-year-old Savea Snickers was using Snapchat when her car struck a bus in 2024, injuring the driver and 21 children. Some suffered concussions and broken bones. Under a plea deal, Snickers will serve supervised probation and complete 200 hours of community service. And Grammy-winning rapper Ludacris is set to perform a free concert at Target Field next month. He'll take the stage about 15 minutes after the Twins and Rockies game on June 26th. Ludacris last performed in Minnesota at the 2024 State Fair. This is MNN.